Orchestra Week at Arizona Music Fest begins this Sunday, February 16th, and continues through the following Sunday, February 23rd. The first concert of Orchestra Week is at 3 p.m. in Pinnacle Presbyterian Church. Music director Robert Moody has programmed Beethoven's 7th Symphony in honor of the composer's 250th birthday celebration and paired it with something very close to his heart.
On the first Sunday is the concert that features our festival chorus. We will do on that opening concert Beethoven's 7th Symphony and Carl Jenkins' The Armed Man, a Mass for Peace. And the way I do the Jenkins is I make sure that in this work there are movements of the Catholic Mass. There is the Islamic call to prayer. There is a Jewish chorus. There is a poem written by a survivor from Hiroshima. There is an ancient rune about ancient Hindi rune about war. It finishes with the entire Mass chorus singing, "Better is peace than always war." And finally, "God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more crying." That great sort of religious text, to just be able to musically say what I think is true. Religion can't typically bring people together. Politics, Lord knows, doesn't bring people together. Music is the one entity I know of in the universe that really does bring souls together. The Beethoven 7 is on purpose with that concert because when that work premiered, actually it was written to be a fundraiser for injured soldiers in the Napoleonic Wars, injured Austrian soldiers in the Napoleonic Wars. So I thought that sort of looking back to veterans in that day and to really both celebrate veterans and to experience this great statement about the ultimate goal is peace.
On Tuesday, February 18th, Orchestra Week moves to La Casa de Cristo Church for a 7:30 performance in which the AZ Music Fest Orchestra welcomes a cellist with close ties to the Valley in a literary event.
I've taken it upon myself in my adult life to read a major novel or a major written work every summer when I have some time off. And I've gone through Moby Dick and you name it. So two summers ago, there was a new English translation of Cervantes' Don Quixote. I read it. And I'd conducted the Richard Strauss Don Quixote before, but this really changed my understanding of the character. So came up with this idea to make a program connected to that. We actually open with a great amount of music from Man of La Mancha, the great Broadway show. And even though there's a lot of comedy at times in that Broadway show, he gets to the kernel of the truth about the Cervantes, about this human being who seemed like he was consistently on a fool's errand, consistently living in the ultimate fantasy world. But at the end of the story, you wonder who really was the greater fool, Don Quixote or, I don't know, the rest of us, because he lived this ideal, this, shall we say, he dared to dream the impossible dream. So we begin with that music, and we finish with one of the greatest cellists on the planet, Zewell Bailey, Grammy winner, also, by the way, who runs a fantastic festival here in Mesa. Zewell is coming, and he will be the cello soloist for the Richard Strauss Don Quixote. If folks don't know, it's sort of that work is both Strauss tone poem and cello concerto all blended together. By the way, it's almost concerto quality for the principal viola, and our principal viola this year is Matt Young from the San Francisco Symphony. So hearkening back to the quality of this orchestra, this will be a presentation of Don Quixote like really no other to have this orchestra put it together.
AZ Music Fest continues February 20th, when Maestro Moody presents a concert of firsts for the Festival Orchestra at La Casa de Cristo Church at 7:30.
Yeah, there are a lot of interesting elements about this concert. There are works that sometimes you sort of look and see. It might be the same thing when you're thinking about what works to play over the airwaves. You see that something seems to have not gotten much play recently. I noticed that about a couple of works. The Borodin Polovetsian Dances is something that we've actually never played before at the festival, so we thought we would do that. And Rachmaninoff's second and third piano concerto played all the time. Well, the fourth piano concerto is an absolute gem. It's a shorter work, a slight bit shorter than the other two concerti. And it also gives us a chance to feature Samuel Shue. Sam Shue is a student who's now studying at the Eastman School of Music, but he actually grew up raised here in the Valley, went to high school here, and was one of the key winners of our Arizona Music Fest education concerto competition programs. That's a different interview for a different day, but Music Fest has been keenly devoted to education since its very beginnings in the early 1990s. So finally, we get a chance to celebrate that with bringing back one of our own, if you will, to play the Rachmaninoff.
The final Orchestra Week performance of Arizona Music Fest is Sunday, February 23rd at 3 p.m., when Robert Moody leads the orchestra in works that tell stories about people. Music by the Englishman, Sir Edward Elgar, and by the American, Peter Boyer.
I happen to know Peter Boyer very well. He's the composer of a work called Ellis Island, Dream of America. Now, the work is about 20 years old or so. Coincidentally, I actually first conducted it with the Phoenix Symphony Orchestra back when I was working there. The piece has won all sorts of acclaim and actually was recently featured with the Pacific Symphony in California, Carl St. Clair, in a mammoth work for PBS. So there's a great video presentation of this work on PBS now, which is fantastic. Ellis Island, Dream of America. Boyer researched hundreds of stories of immigrants who came to the United States through Ellis Island. And he settled eventually on 7 stories. And he took those interviews with the people who came through and turned them into monologues for 7 actors. So 7 actors will be standing with the orchestra delivering these monologues. If you think of Lincoln Portrait of Aaron Copland, it has that sort of feel to it as each one delivers their monologue. And there is a Polish immigrant, a Jewish immigrant, an Italian immigrant, an Irish immigrant. You get the picture. It's sort of from all walks of life, what was going on, especially in the 19-teens, 1920s, and what that passage across the Atlantic was like and what the process was like of realizing the dream of coming to America. It's very powerful. I think it's as timely right this moment as it ever has been, and it's an incredibly stirring work. Elgar Enigma Variations is a desert island piece for me. I mean, I think it's one of the most perfectly written works for orchestra. And there's a little bit of a connection to Ellis Island in that this work was written where Elgar was thinking about friends. It's him sort of recounting these stories in music of several of his closest friends. And Boyer is doing the same thing, recounting these stories.
Arizona Music Festival is such a special series of events, and Orchestra Week is always full of great music in which musicians from all over come to the Valley to make music together. Robert Moody has been music director of AZ Music Fest since 2007. And what does he think about his efforts and the growth of the festival?
Well, I would say this about the Arizona Music Fest, and specifically about the Music Fest Festival Orchestra. There was a day very early on in the Desert Foothills Music Fest back in the 1990s where they used a tagline that was Carnegie Hall in your backyard. I think it might have been aspirational thinking at early on. Now it's pretty true. I mean, if you come to hear the concert, the violin solos coming from the first chair this year will be David Kim, the concertmaster of the Philadelphia Orchestra. Yeah, the brass will be the principal players from the Chicago Symphony, the Seattle Symphony. You know, the principal strings all come from the San Francisco Symphony, the Chicago Symphony, the Cleveland Orchestra sitting principal second violin, the Philadelphia Orchestra, as I mentioned. It's a chance to hear not only players of that caliber, but players together in, as I mentioned earlier, almost a summer camp, or in this case, winter camp setting. And there's something special about that. It's why the Lucerne Festival is so special. It's why Tanglewood is so special, because people get together and they're sort of out of their standard element, and it brings an effervescence about the way in which they make music. And people would and do travel states and continents to hear this orchestra. Folks living here can just drive up to Casa de Cristo Church near the 101.
For tickets and further information about all of the events at Arizona Music Fest, visit azmusicfest.org. Thank you to Robert Moody for taking the time to share his thoughts about the season. At the heart of the arts in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Sterling Biaf for KBOC.